It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
The police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, we're here on the Real Estate Power Hour. Our house doesn't want to be our house today. There's not two cats in the yard, and there's no low interest rates, I guess. I don't know. There's always a low interest rate where you're from, though, Chad.
Oh, not for the last couple of years.
Well, lower. Man, I kind of put you on the spot there.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
I'm not used to it.
Really sorry about that. All right, welcome to the show. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
Double.
In stereo.
Double your pleasure, double your
That's
fun.
Right.
Double mint gum. All right, perfect.
This is the royalty of it. Edition of the Real Estate.
Is it? How so?
Because we have one of the queens of real estate with us today.
Ah.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thank you.
Princess?
And the prince.
Duchess? We'll go Duchess.
Okay.
And the prince that was produced by the Royal Union.
Yes, and the prince is here.
With Bobby.
With Bobbo.
We can introduce Preston, can't we?
We sure can.
Right. Hi, Preston.
Hello.
Everybody knows you anyway, right? From the paper.
I don't know about everybody.
From the paper.
Yeah, of course.
He's an accomplished racer.
I know.
Right. Yeah. But not on land, on sea.
On the water.
How'd you get involved with that before we go to the real estate?
Honestly, my dad bought a jet ski once with some racing numbers on it. I was like, that looks cool.
How old were you?
12.
12, probably. 12, wow.
Maybe a little younger.
Some kids get ponies,
yeah.
Right? he gets a stand-up jet ski. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, they're both about the same maintenance.
What's the horsepower class? Are there CCs involved?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Well, now I race the 1500 CC.
Wow.
So it's a big motor, but it's heavy. And it's the stock class. So it's stock motor, stock hull.
Wow. 1500's like a gold wing.
I know, right?
It's a 1.5 liter.
How can that be stock?
I know.
It's like a Honda Civic motor.
It is. A 1500 is a large.
Yeah.
That's a large motor. There's a lot of power behind that, isn't there?
Yeah.
What's the first thing to go wrong usually?
Fuel pump.
Or impeller?
Well, I mean, if you're riding in shallow water. But
yeah.
On the Cowie 1500's fuel pump.
I like the talk, man. The Cowie.
Do you
wrench it yourself?
Sometimes.
See that, Chad, right there. You guys have that in common, too.
Oh, man, I know.
And you just won a trophy, Chad.
Well, that was last year.
Okay, well, last year, still, it's a trophy.
Well, yeah, but we're getting ready to come into the new race.
I heard.
So.
And when is that?
We race, our class races, Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, that's going to be a big show, so anybody who's going to go to the races, that the late models and the,
No.
We're having technical difficulties.
No, we're not. No, we're not. It's just, they oxidize the inside the potentiometers.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Who
did? Of course, right?
These sliders are, they're called pots. And this is a pot also.
It's a twisty doohickey. Yeah. And a sliding.
Right?
No, you learned that at school. They're called potentiometers.
They said there'd be no math.
There really isn't for you. There is no math for you, right? Math, not in our town. Perfect. All right, so it is the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
All right, and Julie Lewis is here from the Lewis team.
Hello, I am here.
And, but you wouldn't come without Bobby's blessing or Bobby's numbers.
That's correct. I do have both. I have his blessings and his numbers.
Lay them on us.
All right, well.
Which one are we going for first?
I don't care. I like to hear them all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we can go through them all. I'll try and make it, I'll bullet point. But October,
well, not all at once.
Closed. Okay, we'll start with the October close.
Yes.
For 2025, there were 100 single-family homes that closed in October of 25, which is still low historically, but better than 24 and 23. In 24, we had 82 that sold and 78 in 23. Did I say
and we're up 10% month over month.
Yeah. Cool. Yep, so the numbers are improving. They're still not quite where they were with historic norms, but they're improving. Yay!
Yeah.
That's good.
What were condos and manufactured?
So let me see here. 7 condo townhomes sold. These numbers were actually down, which was interesting, and 7 manufactured homes. So 24, there were 12 condo townhomes that had sold. 23, there were 13. So those numbers have come down, well, somewhat drastically. And then 4 manufactured homes. In 23, there were 11 that sold in October. 24, there were 8. And then again, for 25, there were 7. So those numbers actually came down a bit, but the single-family homes went up. And when you're interested, I'll or when you want to know, I'll tell you about the $1 million mark and above.
Go for it.
All right, here we are.
Why are we hiding it?
Okay, so for 25, we had 11 single-family homes at $1 million or more that sold in October of 2025. That is up 3 from 24 and up 4 from 23. So
and there were only 5 in September.
I don't have the September numbers.
I do, right here.
In front of me. So,
I write it all down.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I keep notes.
You do. He's got them all the way back to like 2022.
Well, yeah. You know, even though real estate is not my thing, I still look at the numbers and the trends and see what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, so I look at these things and go, okay, that's interesting. I remember when we first started this show, if we had 2 over $1 million, it was a big deal.
Right.
Last month we had 11.
11, right. So, and I'll tell you what the big numbers were here in a little bit.
We've been doing this show since what, 1987?
No, I don't think you really found us till like 2021, 2022.
No, I think it was, we'll go with 87.
Really?
I think it was 19.
Wow, I was already out of college, just out of college, still doing graphics for a sign company, but okay.
I'm curious, though, Chad, what are your numbers look like? How has business been for you?
We've been extremely busy, and the reason being is that we did get a little bit of a break in the interest rates, and had nothing to do with the Federal Reserve lowering the prime rate, because when that has happened in the last 3 meetings, interest rates have gone up.
Yeah.
So we have kind of started really looking at all of our pipeline from the last few years as to what we can do to help save folks some money. And in doing so, we have found and targeted quite a decent audience, and we're starting to start playing with the refinance transactions. So we are busier than... We're very busy, but on the purchase side, we're also busy. So both sides, we're burning the candle at both ends. So,
right.
But yeah, as far as a mortgage company, we're going really fast.
Good.
So it's right. Good.
Yeah. That's very good.
It's bad for my home life because I'm never home. But
right. Yeah. Know. Well.
But 100 then the total.
Yeah.
Sell stick built homes
single
and
family residence.
Right. Right. Yes. Chad, you also do mortgages for the entire county, you know.
The entire state.
Kingman, right, but I'm talking about Kingman, Bullhead City,
sure.
You know, Mojave Valley and that. How does the Havasu number stack up, do you think, with the other parts of the county?
You know, I don't know. I hope not to sound that I'm not informed, but I don't follow those markets as much because we don't have as much of a footprint there as we do in Havasu. But we do quite a bit of business in Bullhead and Kingman, but we also do business in the Valley. We also do business in Texas, Colorado, and California.
Oh.
So we have a four state footprint, if you will, but primarily we're in Mojave County. We do see quite a bit of business out of Bullhead and Kingman, but I don't have those statistics as far as the numbers for you.
That's okay.
I should do a radio show just about Bullhead and Kingman. Oh, wait. We do.
We do, and we need to talk about that too. So, but we'll get into that off the air.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, today's your lucky day, by the way.
Every day's my lucky
no,
day.
No, you don't know how lucky you are to have that Fanta.
Why?
That I gave, because that's my kick right
oh,
now.
Oh, all right.
Uh-huh. Is the orange Fanta.
So you're it's, being generous.
Oh, I am a little bit. Yeah. It's Thanksgiving.
Thank yeah. you, Paulie.
It's Thanksgiving. That's the way it goes.
Appreciate
right.
it.
Absolutely. Let's see. What else do we have? Did we do million-dollar homes yet?
Yeah, we did million.
We did million
oh, where was I?
Homes.
Yeah.
Oh, fixing
we,
stuff.
Yeah, you were fixing the pots and the levers and the doohickeys. Yeah.
The pots. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
What was the median and the average?
All right, here we go. So the average sales price was for October of 25 was $604,465, which was down 0.17% from October of 24. That average was $608,835. The median also down. Oh, I'm sorry. The median
but wait
was
a minute.
Up.
The average in September was 531.26, or was that the median?
I don't know. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I can tell you why. That
yeah,
one
tell
episode.
Us why.
Okay, but let me tell you the median first. 495,000 was the median sales price in October of 25. 485,000 was the median in 24. So that was up 2.06%. And then, of course, I have the numbers for September of 25 as well, if you want those numbers. But the reason that there's such a discrepancy is because there were two sales in October for $3.6 million, just slightly more than $3.6 million, and that's the reason why that those numbers threw off the medians and averages and so forth. So it was really interesting, and both of those were up in the foothills.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. We had median talk on the show yesterday, too.
Median?
Yeah, like the medians on Highway 95.
Oh.
Have anyone wrecked a tire on there yet?
No.
Thank God.
Man, I was like that close, and it's a brand new set of Yokohamas.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that close, but no cigar.
Yeah, that's...
So you didn't win?
I didn't. Wreck them. Wreck them, Ralph.
They're expensive, too. Good gracious.
They've gone up.
Oh,
they
my
have
gosh.
Gone. I'll tell you what, compared to what I paid for my last set of Yokohamas, they went up a couple $100.
Yeah.
And that included the alignment, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
absolutely.
That's
no, that's that was included in the deal, but it was still a couple hundred more.
Right.
So. Yeah. Chad wanted to hear, and I wanted to hear, Chris Sports Stapleton. Up. This might be the song you're thinking of.
No, Julia's the one who
and
said
I kind of... this is equivalent with real estate because it's called Millionaire.
Oh, ooh, there we go.
There we
who
go.
Hasn't made a million in real estate? The hands go up. I love it. No, I thought you... Never mind. So you don't listen to Dave Ramsey, is that it?
Oh, I do. I don't agree with a lot of things.
So I need to correct myself a little bit here. I was talking about Christmas Cash on KJJJ Nash 102.3, but we're doing Christmas Cash too.
What is it?
It's where you go fill out an entry, no purchase required, at participating businesses, and you could win $1,000 for Christmas.
Nice.
Christmas Cash, right. Well, I'll have more details as the days go on, but I just wanted to clarify that it's not just KJJJ Nash 102.3. It's also KNTR Talk and KNTR Sports.
Woohoo!
Because we have that crack sales team that gets out there and gets it done, right?
All right.
Or is it they sell? Never mind. Anyway, back with more in a moment. It's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right. Here's a little Chris Stapleton, Millionaire, as we go to break. And give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, or send me a text on the KNTR Talk text line, 928-727-5566. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we got special guests coming in later.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. I'm going to tell everybody about it when we come back. Stay
perfect.
With us.
Perfect.
Whenever I'm broken, dark. You are the light. When I get lost, you know right where to find. He made me believe it takes a woman, it takes a woman, a woman who sees the best part of me through all that I.
Told you guys that was a good song, huh?
That's, it's pretty sad.
It's slow, but no, he plays it on the PBS special from Austin and Austin City Limits. It's phenomenal. First time I heard it, I was like, it blew me away.
I'm gonna cry.
I know.
I know, right?
I know. That's why I can't do it live. Right. I'll never get through it. There's no way I could ever get through it. That's where I met Preston, by the way. I wanted to let everybody know.
Yes.
I was playing at Fox's. I think it was a 4th of July.
Was it Fox's? I forgot where
Fox's.
It was.
Yeah. It was Fox's. And there's an area behind where we play where you can get behind the drums. It's the pre-bar. Not the floating bar, but they call it the pre-bar, the stationary bar.
Yeah.
And he was standing up there, and I look. He goes, "Hey, you're Paul Lavoie, huh?" And I go, "Yeah, who are you?" And he introduced himself, and you were like 16 or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, who does that when they're 16?
So,
good on you,
right?
Julie.
You.
I was surprised.
Yeah, at how good-looking he is.
Oh, yeah.
He was surprised that I could play drums and sing and walk and chew gum at the same time, probably.
Well, we had talked to Preston about the fact that you're there sometimes, and I think that was Run With Your Brum.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was a couple years ago, though.
Was it a couple years ago?
Or the Parker 3... I don't know. Don't they have a race down the river in Parker with jet skis?
It's the Run With Your Brum.
Yeah, oh, is that what
that's
called?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's what it was. So,
the
Parker
Regatta, I think is what they call
something,
it, too.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I was not like that when I was Preston's age. Not with people I didn't know or adults.
I was raised like that, but it was off and on. And now I do it all the time. You know, nice to meet you and all that.
Yeah,
old school.
Yeah.
So I even called my mom mother, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We were really old school back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you from the 40s?
She was. All right.
We have to check with mother.
We're broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. Find City Maytag. 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. There's new vittles over there, by the way. All kinds of stuff. Even Fig Newtons.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're not real Fig Newtons, but they're Fig Newtons.
All right. Well, they're still yummy.
Twig Newtons.
All right. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Me too.
Me
they're
too.
Pretty cool. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meats, all the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning by Springberg Wealth Management. Haven't done that in a while. Blonzy's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. And A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And I had to talk over the song or I would have just, that's tough. So our special guest, I teased it, right?
Right.
You know what a tease is in radio, Chad?
Of course.
It's when you go, nah, 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 nah.
That's what it is. Speaking of...
The ladies from Pace are going to be here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that.
Patriotic,
that's not a surprise. You told me that.
Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education, and I'm sure they've announced it all over town, and it's lunchtime, so people are going to be listening,
because
we're doing a drawing.
What are we giving away?
All kinds of prizes. It's like our first, second, and third prize, and there's groups of prizes with each place. I mean, hotel stays and meals and all kinds of cool stuff. Autographed pictures of Preston. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So what were you meaning to tell me? They're going to be here at about a quarter till.
Oh, cool. Speaking of Springberg.
Yes.
I played golf with him a couple weeks ago at a charity event.
What a
nice guy.
Is he good?
He played golf.
Were you good?
No, I'm a terrible golfer.
Yeah, me
but
too.
For charity, I'll go out. It was for the Sheriff's Association. But it was the first time I met him, and actually when you spend, 4 hours with somebody, you really kind of get to know them. We had a great time.
You could listen to four shows and spend 4 hours with him.
Well, I listened to the shows, but it's not like meeting him in person. That was
true.
The first time we had ever met. He's good friends with a buddy of mine, so we had a foursome for their event. So he's probably listening. I just want to let him know. I really enjoyed his company. He's a good guy.
He used to be really big in the Main Street Association. I'm not sure if he still is, but are you familiar? It was a few years back.
No.
They had a big association of businesses down there.
Oh.
People, you know, to
that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
a lot of stuff.
Is that
anyway,
the one where they were trying to put the arch up or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it
was.
They have the poles that,
yes,
or the, they're called Gabion baskets, by the way.
Of course.
With
how
do you know this?
With the
how
rocks.
Do you know that?
He knows the tweaky things.
I was here then.
He knows the names of all the tweaky
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
No, it's
have
an
that
art
kind of knowledge. Come on.
It's actually an architecture thing.
Yeah.
That was my major.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, my pre-degree. Right? Yeah. So anyway, what else do we talk about when it comes to interest rates, but a reduction in interest rates lately, right, from the Fed?
Well, that is true. Yeah, we have seen that. But the bonds reacted negatively. In fact, I was just looking at numbers from the last show. When we the 10-year yield, when we were doing the last show, when I came in the morning, I want to say it was 4.06. Yeah, 4.06, I think it was. And then it got down to about right at 3.98, 3.99. And that's when we were able to really capture the refinance, the start of the refinance. Now, this morning, when the market's open, I think the bonds are back, the 10-year yield is back up at like 4.14. I can tell you specifically because I get a text message every day as to what's going on. And 4.12, excuse me, that's when it opened today, is 4.12. So anybody who really wants to follow interest rates and what mortgage interest rates are going to do, if you follow the 10-year yield, you start seeing stuff below 4, that's when things get really interesting. So what we do, and gosh, I hate to, you know, let my secret out of the bag, but as soon as we see stuff get down to 4.01, 3.99, 3.98, we start calling all of our borrowers, hey, it's time. The folks that are ready to go,
right,
get it.
Right.
And the folks who aren't, they'll call back 2 days later. It's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's really one of those strike when the iron's hot sort of thing. So anybody who has done a mortgage in late 22 all the way through 23, all the way through 24, as soon as you see the bond yields get down below 3, or the 10-year yield get down below 3 or 4, you need to be ready to go. And when I say ready to go, I mean have your pay stubs, have your W-2s, have your tax returns, have everything ready to go.
That.
It's kind of like a bug-out kit. Because if you're not
that's
ready,
funny,
it's going to explode.
Right.
And to go from, you know, 4.06 last month when we did the show, we're at 4.12 this morning. I don't know what it's doing live, but that's what it opened at. That's a swing of we're going to see interest rates into the high fives to low sixes. We're still seeing interest rates on conventional loans right now, probably 6.25, six
really?
And an eighth, depending upon the day. But you start seeing the bond yield get down below 4, mm-hmm, we'll start seeing stuff 5.75, 5.875, 5.99, mm-hmm, and that's when we really start hammering.
You always say that.
We pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, it's time to refinance.
Right.
But we lose these rates so quickly. I have a client that we're waiting. I have all their documentation, but we're waiting because when they first started, it wasn't for 5 days that they got back to me. They said, okay, we're ready to go. I said, you didn't send me the documents until, you know, I don't have them. So when I got them, I go, it's too late. But now I have my bug out kit for
right.
them. So when it happens, I'll be sure to call them and
push
say,
that button,
it's
go.
Time to go.
Yeah.
And
where do you get these ideas? My best ideas are in the shower. What about you? Seriously.
Like
boom, comes to me.
Which one are we talking about?
Like the bug out kit.
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good name,
I think
though.
On the balls of my feet, man. I'm like Muhammad Ali,
you're
man.
You're bouncing.
Yeah, you got to.
You're sticking and moving.
You got to in my industry.
Well, like a butterfly.
You know, we've talked about this so many times. But in my career, I've been doing loans 26 years. In my career, I never saw rates fluctuate as rapidly as they did starting in 2022.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That's one of my pet peeves.
Sorry. I had to, I never saw rates fluctuate so rapidly. And then even on conventional loans, we were pushing 7%. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going, oh, my gosh, the world's going to end. No, I mean, it's just, okay, are our sales going to slow down? I think if you look back statistically, and I know people out there keep meticulous notes on everything that we say, but if you look back statistically, the home sales slowed down. Mm-hmm. So now the home sales are still slow, mm-hmm. but we're starting to see
a pickup.
But and I think you'll agree with me is that now we're starting to see more inventory. And with more inventory comes price corrections. And with price corrections, I talk to a lot of realtors, and the one common thing that I hear is that the sellers still want top dollar. That market's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yep.
So the thing is, though, is that as the market's making corrections, it will come back. Mm-hmm. But if you're worried about an interest rate at 7%, I tell people all the time, you don't write 7% in your payment. Mm-hmm. What's your payment? Is it comfortable? And if it is, great. Buy the house. If it's not, don't buy the house.
Date the rate.
Yeah, marry the house and date the rate.
That's exactly. It, yep.
That was a great.
It is. Lonnie. Yeah. That was Lonnie Stevenson.
Yeah, I heard it from I heard it from him originally.
Right.
He's
right.
A smart guy.
He's a big follower of the Fighting Knights football
team,
by the way.
He is. And, you know, he's such a nice man.
He is.
I really like him.
Yep.
So speaking of the Fighting Knights football team, we're going to have a season recap tomorrow on the show. We're going to have Coach Thompson on for 20
Carl.
Minutes. I want him to come into the studio, but he has a meeting. He's chickening out. He's just going to do it by phone again.
He's so busy.
That's his comfort zone is the phone.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I wanted
you played football, right?
No, I never played football.
Oh, I thought you were a football player.
I did baseball, but I didn't play baseball in high
school. What position?
Every position.
Really?
You pitched? I
pitched
until I hurt my arm, and then I was a catcher most of the time.
Who made you throw curveballs to hurt your arm?
My dad.
Oh!
Bobby. The breaking ball Bobby. That's his new nickname.
Breaking ball Bobby.
That's what they call curveballs. The breaking ball. Oh, man. All right. We're going to take a break, and hopefully the ladies will be here soon, and we'll bring them back at about 9:45. This is Broken Halos by Chris Stapleton. We'll come back, and we'll talk about condos, right?
Sure,
manufactured homes. I don't know what else. Do we have inventory? Did we talk about that?
We have not talked about inventory.
We have not. How did you let that slide?
Well, I didn't.
Well, I was fixing the potentiometers.
Come on. It's in the back of my head. You know I was going to ask about it. I want to know what the inventory trend is.
Again, it's Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, along with Julie Lewis, the taller hat. Are you taller than Bobby?
If I'm no.
No.
Not if I'm wearing no shoes at all.
All right.
But I tend to wear shoes with heels, so.
Well, Bobby's better half. Right?
Oh, thank you. I don't know.
And the Department of War and Finance.
The Department of War, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak. I can't forget Preston, too.
That's right, Preston. Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
All right, Preston Lewis. That's a cool on-air name, actually.
Yeah,
you want to go in the business, but don't.
Preston Lewis.
Just don't do that to yourself.
I'm Preston Lewis.
That's it.
And this is the news.
Mortgage broker.
He's referring to radio.
We'll be right back on Speak Out. All right, back on Speak Out, a little White Horse by Chris Stapleton. Wait a minute. Why do I feel like I'm the butt of a joke?
You're not. You're not.
Good.
I said something. I think only Julie heard it.
I had forgotten that Marissa June is not going to be here on Friday because she's going to be at a furry convention? A what?
Cosplay?
Comic-Con? Yeah, yeah. What is that, a gateway to furriness or something? Is that what she said?
I don't know.
That's pretty funny. Anyway, I'm going to get the dirtiest look when I walk out of this room. She's going to look at me and smack me right across the face like an old classic Joan Crawford movie, right? I'm just saying. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Mojave College by samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritos Place, and last but not least, definitely not least, at least today, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake.
Love those guys.
I love those guys, too.
I love those guys and girls.
Yeah.
With Bobby and Julie Lewis. And
love those people.
Don't forget, if you're shopping a mortgage or shopping for a realtor, buy local. Or it's buy local, right?
That's right.
That's right. So let's get into it before we bring the Pace ladies in. The pacemakers. No, the Pace ladies
wow.
in here. That was bad, Paul. That was really bad. We need to touch on inventory, manufactured homes, and condos. Please bail me out.
Okay, you got it, Paul. So inventory, yes, Chad, you were saying this earlier. It's been going up for the last several years, but probably the highest I've seen it in 6, 7, maybe 8 years. As of, I think it was yesterday, there were 520 single-family homes on the market with a total of 685-ish, including condo, townhome, manufactured homes. So
there's 120 on the market that are condo and manufactured? 680 total?
Yes, 680. So that would be 130. Just correcting you on your math there.
Wow.
Quick, but, yeah. Yes.
Math,
the highest
math not in
highest.
Chad's town. That's it.
It's, which is great for buyers. I do want to sort of comment on something that was said earlier as far as sellers thinking that it's still 2020, 2021. And although there is some of that that's still out there, I think most of the selling market has realized that we're not where we once were. There's still a lot of people who want to sell, don't have to sell, so they'll test the market, which is fine. You know, that's absolutely okay. But we are finding that the homes that are selling at this point are the homes that are priced within a tighter margin on market position, if you will. So if you want to get sold somewhat quickly, you've got to be priced assertively.
Don't go FSBO, right? For sale by owner.
Not in a market like this. When there's as many homes available as there is, you know, I obviously am not a big FSBO fan. I don't think it is in the seller's best interest. But when you're in a market where there's 680 properties available,
okay,
it's not a good idea.
Here's the million-dollar question.
Yes.
You being a real estate person.
That's me.
I'm an agent, so you'll pay me the million and I'll take my cut.
Is it still called real estate agent?
Yes.
Okay.
A realtor. Yeah,
real estate
agent.
Would you sell your own home? Would you go FSBO?
No.
If your home was for sale?
No, I would. In fact, we have...
I'm not asking you who you would hire.
Yes.
Or to represent you.
I know who I'd hire.
But probably. But.
No, and in fact, in other areas of the country, we were blessed to have some property, one down along the Parker Strip and one in Colorado. And we could if we wanted to do that, but no. Heck no. Nope, I have, Bobby and I have... He's actually
people.
The mayor.
You
he's
know
the
people.
Mayor of Telluride. And he's also the...
The mayor of Telluride.
He is.
Nice.
He really is. He's the mayor of Telluride,
nice.
And he's our realtor. And,
right.
And he... No, I... No.
You know that...
You have a quick question?
I don't have a question. I have a statement.
Oh.
You might want to write this down, because it's going to be a good one.
Okay.
This is going to go into the Chad Stradamus dictionary.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to remember... You don't hire a real estate agent to sell your house.
Yeah.
You hire a real estate agent to market your house.
That's right.
Write that down. Put that in quotations. Have somebody quilt it into a picture for me, because that's pretty good.
I think that's been said before.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, I thought it was original.
I can tell you this. It's all about working together, and you want to hire somebody that you can work well with, because we do. We not only work for a seller, but we work with them, and, you know, it's our job. And our privilege to be able to market and sell homes.
Nice. Yeah. I think one of the best cross stitches I've seen, and I think that's what you were talking about, right? Cross stitch it?
Yeah.
Was in a dentist's office. It said, if you don't take care of your teeth, they will go away.
Yes. Same thing with our customers and our clients. Absolutely.
There you go. Take care of your customers, or they will go away.
Yes.
All right. We're going to come back with a drawing. Not a drawing of sorts, but a real drawing. I might even let Chad draw the names.
Do you want us here for that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I don't know.
To learn something.
Do these folks want us representing?
Yes, you're fine.
Foundation?
You thought I was letting you go early? You ain't going nowhere, son.
Megan's ordering me lunch.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Give us a call, 928-854-5687, if you have a question for the Pace people or our Real Estate Power Hour people. All right. Back with more in a moment. 928-854-KNTR, 854-5687. I had to look at the buttons. I forget. I'm older now. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Chad, you know what the joy in my life is?
Me?
No.
Just
goes,
say me and
goes,
make me feel good.
It goes way deeper.
Oh.
The Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, there we
that
go.
That should be the joy of everyone's life. I'm just saying.
That's what keeps us free as Americans.
We have the ladies here from Pace. We have Diane and Nancy from Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education.
That's right.
And they are in our schools here in Lake Havasu City, right?
And Fort Mojave.
Oh.
We have a school in Fort Mojave.
You did it.
Yeah.
You were talking about it the last time you were here.
Yeah, we got it.
They must have heard the show.
They might have.
We put them over the
Let's
top.
Hope they did.
So we have a drawing to get to. We have about, maybe 9 minutes. And
get through that list.
What? What list?
That one.
What list?
Right here.
Oh. It was that my second break or my... I'm trying to think if I have more to do here. Nope, that's it. I did 3 breaks. So we're good to the top of the hour.
Nice.
Very nice.
Right.
So do we want to talk about the club, or do we want to talk about the prizes, or do we want to talk about the thousands of people who bought tickets and are listening?
Yes. Well, first of all, we want to thank you and the radio station for doing this.
It's not
we
me.
Really appreciate it.
You need to thank Mr. Greeley.
Okay, Mr. Greeley.
And Mrs. Greeley.
Okay, I will.
Diane, you know it's Mrs. Greeley now, too, right?
Huh? You, Mrs. Greeley.
Yeah, Tracy. No.
I know.
No, Tracy. In the next room.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Tracy,
good.
Our general manager.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, I just want to thank you again for being able to do this for us and that you're going to be able to announce the winners of our raffle for the fall.
I love
and
doing
we
this.
Did do a gift certificate for $25 from Smith's, Safeway, Bash's, and Food City, and if they want to use that toward a turkey, because we usually do it as a fall raffle, and it's usually a turkey raffle, but... Anyway, so
are we doing a fourth prize today? Normally, I see fourth value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
So these are called value prizes.
Yes, and you win if you win fourth prize, you win all the prizes on that list.
Chad, do you have that all shaken up?
Yeah, man.
Don't shake it now because it's open.
Yeah, man.
All right?
I'm ready to go. I'm taking my responsibility.
He will, too. If I tell him to shake it, he'll shake it.
Taking my responsibility very seriously.
Thank you.
Chaka Fudge will get on it. That's his stage name, by the way.
That's
his stage name.
That's good.
And this is Chad from Mojave Mortgage.
And we ended up getting two more new schools and three schools that just didn't participate in the spring. But
who are your new schools?
Well, one's called Five Star Learning Center.
Okay.
And then the other one's called Vitaris.
Vitaris?
And I guess it's a homeschool, but that's what they named it. So, anyway.
That must be their last name.
Thinking that's a Greek something.
It's,
or other.
Some kind of learning.
Mythology.
Some kind of learning Aesol or one of those Greek gods.
It could be the Greek god of leather bound books.
There you go.
Wow.
And
that's deep.
We became a member of the chamber this year.
Oh, congratulations.
So,
good
you can
job.
Look for an ad in there for Pace. So we'll be in
good
there.
Good move.
Give
Man,
us a call.
Chamber's
I think,
really good.
I think we mentioned that we have a segment for the chamber every month. I think we did mention that.
That's good.
So do we want to get to the drawing, or what are the other schools, though? You said...
Oh, we've got, we've got Fort Mojave, we've got Havasupai, Oro Grande, Our Lady of the Lake, Jamaica,
nice.
Nautilus, Sparrow, Psalms Learning Center, then we got, Smoke Tree, We've got Five Star Learning Center.
Nice.
Grace Learning Center and Telus. No, not Telus. And we didn't get
so
HPA.
So is this a club and after-school activity then?
It's an after-school program, yes.
And the students join.
Yes.
And they learn about what?
Well, country and
love
Constitution.
Love of God and country.
The Bill of Rights. Anything to do with anything to patriotic.
You have
that's
the right to
awesome.
Choose your own mortgage broker.
That's right.
That should
really.
Be in the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Right?
It is.
We even have a kindergarten class, and they learn all about the flag and whatever.
Yes, and learning about the flag.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yep. That's fantastic.
Perfect. Perfect.
I love that.
And we also gained two more volunteers. We have a Vicky and we have a Morgan. And if anybody wants
love
to help
gals.
Us, we're looking for volunteers.
Nice.
Oh, man. I knew you were going to get that in there somehow. All right, I'm going to find some music here, and we'll go ahead and do the – go ahead and choose a name.
Well, aren't you going to tell them what they win?
Yeah, I'll have you do the fourth – it's the fourth value over here. Tell them what it's worth and what businesses are involved there.
It says fourth value has a $390 value. Oh. Done Right Auto – the Patriot Free Press, you get an eighth of a page advertisement. The Spot Pizza, that's a good place.
Yes, it is.
Best Motorsports, Bad Miguel's, Food City, Javelina Cantina, Burgers by the Bridge, Mackay Cafe, and In-N-Out Burger.
Dang.
So each of them have a different dollar amount. I think it'd take too long to go into it. But
okay.
Yeah.
All together, it's $390.
You got all the businesses in. Now draw the name.
Okay.
Or do we want Julie to do that?
Well, she's going to do the third value.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I have help today.
Oh,
Nancy.
This one goes out to Loretta Noxon.
Loretta Noxon.
That's what it says.
Don't give the phone number out.
No, I'm not going to give the phone number.
All right.
Perfect.
You can call Loretta.
And it's nice writing.
Come on.
We can read the writing this time.
Perfect.
That's awesome. So give the third value, Julie, and the businesses that are involved.
All right, you got it. So the third value is a value of $455 with Southside Signs, Havasu Lanes, Mario's, La Vida Dolce. I was just there the other night, so yummy. Basha's, Rebel Republic, Shigru's, Barley Brothers. I'm sure.
La Michoacana.
La Michoacana.
Ice cream. That sounds awesome. I'll have to give that a shot. And Burgers by the Bridge.
How much are these gift cards?
Well,
anywhere from 150. Yeah, starts at 180, can go all the way down.
Holy
to
moly!
There's
really?
Yeah. It's really, really awesome. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's like a lifetime supply of La Michoacana.
Yeah.
That's ice cream.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
$25
La Michoacana fruitsy ice cream.
We have a couple minutes left, so don't get too deep in there.
Hurry up.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
She's so nice.
Oh, my gosh. It says Chad Hansen.
It does not. It says Perry Miller.
Perry Miller.
Yes.
Perry Miller. Congratulations. We know they're listening, too.
Yes.
Yeah, you do number. I get number one.
All right. Okay. Here's number two, Tire Man. Hey, anybody doesn't know Nick at Tire Man?
Tire Man!
He's a good dude. Havasu Lanes, another Mario's, Locos. They have good tacos. Movies Havasu, Taylor D. Esthetician. Tavern 95, Safeway, Lighthouse Lounge, Nico's Grill, Community Thrift and Gift.
I know what a cosmetic esthetician is. I dated one.
Yeah?
In Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
I've dated her. Anyway.
Is that also called a mannequin?
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Ouch, right?
No. She was French-Canadian and very short. It was refreshing.
Okay.
Yes.
That one goes to Mark. I believe it's Heisel, H-E-I-S-E-L it appears to be.
Heisel.
Heisel?
All right. I guess. I don't know. I'm not German.
Yep. Right. It does sound very German.
So we have about 2 minutes left, and we'll go into the first value. This is the first prize, folks, $575 total. You have Altitude Trampoline for $65, Detail Specialties for $180. Wow, nice.
Oh, nice.
Mario's, $50. Dave Lerner, $50. Movies Havasu, $40. Amore Pies. I could use that right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to Amore Pies for my Thanksgiving gifts. You know, your walk-ins when you walk in, present a pie or something.
Yeah.
Something. We Be Poppin', AZ Flags, Smith's, Lighthouse Lounge, and Paw's Dog Grooming. For $15 and Culver's $20. Nice. That's like 4 pints of good custard. All right. Straw the name.
All right. And I think that's called a hostess gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hostess gift or hostess gift when you bring something.
You mean I have to be a hostess?
No, no. You're bringing something for the host.
Could I bring, like, zingers or ding-dongs or something made by hostess?
You can bring anything you want.
I'm like Paul Lavoie, right? Let's do
all
this.
All right. Here we go. We've got Debbie Fedick. D-E-B-B-I-E Fedick. F-E-D-A-K.
Oh, I don't know.
Very good.
There
Thank you.
So she's Alrighty. The big winner. Looks
better
like.
Have your ID, though, when these ladies come around, because
right.
you can't claim your prize without it.
Where do they collect the prizes at?
From
I'll deliver.
From Nancy.
I'll
right.
deliver.
You're delivering.
Oh, yes, wow. I'll deliver. Wait,
we got the fifth prize.
You can't steal.
We got the fifth prize. Oh, look, Chad Hansen
Chad,
won.
Chad. You can't steal my last 20 seconds, all right? Because we got to go.
Yeah.
All right. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Don't forget, Coach Thompson on the show tomorrow, and we'll have the Republican Central Committee of Mojave County Republican Central
Good.
Committee. Right. Jody will be on. All right.
Good. Yeah, we want to thank all the donors.
Oh, yes, of course. And
hopefully they'll do it for the spring,
all right,
too.
We got to go.
Happy Thanksgiving,
thank you.
Everyone.
Yes.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.